This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel faces four opponents in that city's election tomorrow. He started election season with low public approval ratings, but now has a sizable lead in fundraising. With about $19 million in contributions, Mayor Emanuel has raised more than four times as much as all of his opponents combined, the majority of which come from donors outside city limits, Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Bob Fioretti is a member of Chicago's city council running for mayor, which means fundraising.
You got to keep making the calls all the time. So
he's making the calls while I'm in his office. This time he gets lucky. Somebody actually picks up.
Hey there, sir. The alderman. How are you?
Even luckier. He gets a commitment. $5,000.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Fioretti is rarely this successful, and he is way, way behind. It's less than a week before Election Day, and Mayor Rahm Emanuel has almost 17 times as much money as he does. In a recent poll, a fifth of voters didn't know who Fioretti was.
If you can't raise money, you're not a player. If you raise money, you're a player.
Paul Green is a professor at Roosevelt University. He's been watching Chicago politics for generations.
Let's face it, if you want to raise money, it's better to know rich people than poor people.
Here's money in action. Last summer, Emanuel's approval rating was below 30%, but with the help of six-figure donations, he's advertising on TV, and he's been climbing in the polls. More than half of Mayor Emanuel's donations come from outside the city limits. About half of those come from outside the state of Illinois. Paul Green thinks this isn't really an upgrade from the old, corrupt Chicago political machine.
They were really more honest than the way we fundraise now, because they would go door-to-door and talk to you.
David Leventhal is a reporter for the Center for Public Integrity, which tracks political money nationwide. He says Emanuel's profile is consistent with that of members of Congress with national reputations.
They get the lion's share of their money, not from their home state or not from their home district, but from everywhere else.
For incumbent politicians, says Leventhal, the rules are simple.
Don't do things that are just monumentally stupid.
Like, say, tweeting a picture of your privates to somebody or getting caught on tape smoking crack.
And raise a whole lot of money. If you do those things, that is a recipe for success.
Emanuel's success is not a sure thing. Last week, polls showed 45% of voters supporting him. But in Chicago's nonpartisan election, he needs 50% plus one vote to avoid a runoff. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.